Here at the Farm Progress Show, I'm in the Ag Leader Technology exhibit, and we have a couple of guys from Argentina, I believe. I'm going to let you introduce yourself, each one of you, and tell me what you do for a living. We'll start here with you, Mateo.
Okay, my name is Matias Abadie from D&E Argentina, and we sell Ag Leader products in South America.
All right, and over here?
I'm Axel von Martini, and I'm a researcher in precision agriculture.
And I understand you're kind of like a group leader here for a group that's come up to visit the show?
Yes, we bring every year groups of farmers. This is a tour we organize for farmers and crop consultants to come here, and we tour around, and we finish here at the Farm Progress Show.
So how many people do you bring?
This year we have 72.
Well,
it's more or less the number we have every year.
It's a big group. Well, when it comes to using precision agricultural products and techniques, how would you describe the adoption of that, the use of it down in your country by farmers?
I think we have a good adoption in Argentina, mainly in yield monitors, variable rate application. And of course, we have a big quantity of autopilots, guidance systems, manual guidance systems. I think it's growing fast, but we have a big market on the future waiting for us.
Well, you say you sell Ag Leader products. What do you think looking ahead? I mean, do you see a big growing market and need to use this kind of technology?
Yes, of course. The South American farmers need this kind of technologies. We need to be efficient. We have to improve yields. Our costs are growing. The inputs are growing. The cost of inputs are growing in Argentina and South America. And variable rate application of this kind of technology is the key.
So really, you're experiencing some of the same challenges our farmers do here, it sounds like. We're those same things that we need to do to become more efficient, and the reasons for that are pretty similar then.
Well, I think today we are all on the global market, and that affects us all the same. The same farmers producing the same crop around the world will have the same problems, so I think that makes it, this technology will be very widespread.
What have you seen so far on your tour here? Anything that kind of stood out that was really interesting or exciting to see that in the time you've been here?
Well, I come every year for the past 10 years, so changes aren't that big from one year to another. And information today travels so fast that and I think we're well aware of what is happening around. But it's very nice to come here. I think here people, they really work for the future, and that is a very interesting thing to take home.
So you've been out on actual farms, I assume, right?
Yes.
I know, depending on exactly where you were, we have had a little different weather pattern this year in some parts of the Midwest, cooler, wetter than normal, even though some areas south have had a hotter summer. But do you see, we mentioned this sort of similarity between farming here and the challenges down there. Do you see that when you talk to farmers here?
Yes. The challenges are pretty the same from the economical point of view. We have some climate differences that makes our crop management a little bit different, and some practices are mainly due to climate and some cultural, but I think the climate makes a difference in the farming. But well, the crops are the same, and we have almost same problems there. Yeah.
Well, looking again back to Ag Leader Technology, our sponsor for our coverage here at Farm Progress Show, how would you describe the awareness level on the part of farmers of them as a company and their products and the usage of farmers down in Argentina?
We have a lot of customers working with yield monitors and making prescriptions from those maps, trying to do variable rate application, fertilizer and seeds. We have a big adoption of Easy Booms. Is the products. It's the boom section. It's a very interesting technology. The farmers in Argentina are growing with this kind of technology. We have a big future with all this equipment that you can find and find less application of inputs.
I think sounds like pretty well established at this point.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I want to thank both of you for taking a moment to speak with me here while you're at the Farm Progress Show and hear from the Ag Leader Technology booth. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.